see you tonight. We're going to have Mark read a few scriptures for us, and then we're going to sing a couple, three hymns, and then we'll.
Okay.
Then we'll get started. Let's see. Hold on a second, Mark. Where are you going to be reading from tonight?
Romans 1:24-29.
All right, go ahead.
Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness for the lust of their own hearts, dishonoring their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women to change the natural use to that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers,
and what word did you read from again?
Romans 1:24-29.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark.
Yes, for that.
You're welcome. All right, the first hymn we're going to sing tonight is taken out of the old school hymnal. And it's page 69, and it's entitled Sweetly Resting, is the title of it. Sweetly Resting. Mark, you want to start that?
Yes. In the rifted rock I'm resting, safely sheltered I abide. There no foes nor storms molest me, while within the cleft I hide. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Long pursued by sin and Satan, weary, sad, I long for rest. Then I found this heavenly shelter, opened in my Savior's rest. Peace which passeth understanding, joy the world can never give. Now in Jesus I am finding, in his smiles of love I live. In the rifted rock I'll hide me, till the storm of life is past. All secure in this blessed refuge, heeding not the fiercest blast. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee.
Okay, the second song we're going to sing is taken out of the Psalter, and it's actually Psalm 54, the second part of Psalm 54, page 39 in the Psalter. Mark, you want to start that one? Page 39,
54b. By your name, O God, now save me. Grant me justice by your stream. To these words of mine give answer. Oh, my God, now hear my prayer. Strangers have come up against me, even men of violence. and they seek my life's destruction. God is not within their thoughts. See how God has been my helper, how my Lord sustains my soul. To my foes he pays back evil. In your truth destroy them all. I will sacrifice with gladness. I will praise your name, O Lord. He has saved me from all trouble. I have looked on all my foes.
Okay, the last one, before we move over to the other part of our service, is taken from the old school hymnal, and this is a very well-known song, 161, and it's called How Firm a Foundation. How firm a foundation. Mark, you want to start that?
How firm a foundation ye saints of the Lord is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. In every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, as thy days may be met, shall thy strength ever be. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not be overflowed, for I will be with thee, thy arm will through us, and sanctify thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials my pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and my gold to refine. Even down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hair shall the temples adore, white lambs, silver still, in my bosom be born. The soul that on Jesus still leans for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That so, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
Okay, well, we're glad to be with you tonight. We're thankful for the guests that have joined us, Mukesh Sparty. Good to see you. And I understand it's morning there, even though it's evening here. I also want to welcome aboard Victoria Winter, Honey Gill, and all the rest of you that have joined us tonight on Facebook. We appreciate your coming aboard and fellowshipping with us. And
yeah, welcome to all our listeners.
Yes, welcome to all of you guys. I'm also happy to see that John from Toronto has joined us tonight. Welcome aboard, John. Hope you've had a good week. Tonight, I want to look at three different areas, passages of Scripture. The first one, these are all relatively short passages. I don't think this is going to be a real long message, but in 2 Chronicles, the 11th chapter, 2 Chronicles, the 11th chapter, Brother Mark, just if you could read for us in chapter 11 of 2 Chronicles, verses 1 through 4.
Yep, 2 Chronicles chapter 11, right?
Yes, 1 through 4.
Oh, 1 through 4, okay, very good. Wow, this is good. Testing me a little here. Going off the beaten trail, but that's okay. In the King James, we got it. I got all my tabs.
Okay.
So, all right. Second book of Chronicles in the King James, verse 1, and when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he gathered of the house of Judah and Benjamin 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. Verse 2, but the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, verse 3, speak unto Rehoboam, son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, verse 4, thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up nor fight against your brethren. Return every man to his house, for this thing is done of me. And they obeyed the words of the Lord and returned from going against Jeroboam.
Well, thank you, Brother Mark, for reading that.
Sure.
I think this passage of Scripture is very, very much apropos for us today. And let me tell you why. Here we have the account of Rehoboam. And he's getting ready to go to war against Israel. And you know that they were brothers. And we know that he was stopped by the Lord. He was stopped by the Lord. And verse 4, we see here, he says, thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up nor fight against your brethren.
Yeah, now, there it is.
How does that apply to us? Well, I have a lot of people in my center of influence, if you want to put it that way, that I do have a lot of respect for as far as their preaching the gospel and preaching sovereign grace. Even though we may not agree on every biblical tenet and biblical point, yet we're still brothers in Christ. And so I believe that we are not to fight against our brothers in Christ. We are not to come against them. God can bring them. God can reveal the truth to them in these areas. And so I take it very seriously. I take it very seriously when the Lord is saying, ye shall not go up nor fight against your brethren. Return every man to his house. For this thing is done of me. Okay. And right now what's going on with all of this cosmology and flat earth and the whole truth that's been exposed to us by Brother Edward Henry in his book, The Greatest Lie on Earth, we do not want that in any way to appear that we are fighting against our brothers in Christ, because that is not the purpose of what we're doing at all. So So this is a timely word from the Lord. And look what their response was. They obeyed the word of the Lord and returned from going up against Jeroboam. Now, the second portion of scripture I want is, I'm going down a little bit different trail now. We've looked at Matthew 24 several times. Now, I'm just going to look at a couple, three verses in Matthew 24. I listened to a message today by a fellow that was talking about the eschatology of the Jews. And it was quite interesting because he was exposing the Jews for what they really are, which is immersed in the Babylonian Talmud. And we all know how evil the Babylonian Talmud really is. It's a treatise against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what it is. However, we also realize that the end times are clearly revealed to us by Jesus in the 24th yes. chapter of Matthew. And I want, Amen. If Brother Mark would read just verses, what I want to do is read, have you read just verses 21 through 26, if you would, 21 through 26 of chapter 24 of Matthew.
Matthew chapter 24, good old Matthew. Chapter 24, verse 21 to 26. Got it. Okay, King James only. Verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor forever shall be. Verse 22, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Verse 23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Verse 25, behold, I have told you before. Verse 26, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not.
Well, the reason I had Brother Mark, and Brother Mark, feel free to jump in any time if you have any thoughts on this. The reason that I wanted Brother Mark to read this section is there are a lot of people that are touting a secret rapture. And they say that we are not going to have to go through the tribulation. Now, Christ dispels this here because he says that then shall be great tribulation. And he says also, now this is still, the believers are still on the earth. He says, right. if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it or not. Now, one of the things that we're going to, I'm not a prophet. I don't claim to be. I just believe the Bible. And in
Me
the 24th verse says, there shall, it doesn't say maybe.
Right.
It says, there shall arise false Christ. There shall arise false prophets. They shall, notice that shall. They shall show great signs. They shall show great wonders. Now,
yes.
One of the things, Brother Ed and I have had some long conversations, and as you know, Brother Edward Henry has done a lot of research in a lot of areas. And he actually, he says that we might as well plan on the reality that NASA and the false science people are going to come up with some kind of an alien invasion. And remember when Ronald Reagan was president and he said that the greatest unifier for the Earth and all the different governments of the Earth is if we were attacked by aliens, because it would unite us all together. Remember that?
Right.
Well, that's what they have in mind, folks. Okay? And so be like ready.
Like that movie, Independence Day.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, by the way, the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Zionists, the Jews, they always forecast in advance what they're going to do. They forecast
the bringing don't forget the Jesuits and the Freemasons. You forgot them.
they're all in the same league. They're all
on the behind the scenes machinations of world events.
Yeah, Brother Andrew Brown reminded me today of that as well. But one of the things I want to say is that if we wake up some morning and we get a news report that we have been attacked by aliens, don't be surprised. That's what Christ is saying here. He says that false Christ and false prophets shall show great signs and wonders. And also, notice he says that they shall say unto you, he's in the desert. How many times have we heard about Area 51, okay? How many times have we heard about secret tunnels, secret chambers, aliens living under the earth? By the way, I believe it's all demonic, is what I believe it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, we will, before Christ comes back, we will have a great deception, and we will see great signs and wonders. We will see that if we're living during that time. Now,
indeed.
What does he say? Now, I'm going to read 27 through 30. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yes.
Now, that's an absolute statement by Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Notice the chronology. This coming of Jesus Christ is after all these events we've just talked about. These false prophets coming forth, these false Christs, these signs, these great wonders, people saying that something's going on in the desert, something's going on in secret chambers, all of this stuff, then the Son of Man. Notice that is after the tribulation, not before. Okay? So, you know, I'm a historist. I believe the Bible. I don't believe that there is going to be a secret rapture. My Bible tells me that all eyes will see him. That also points to a flat earth, because how could all eyes see him if we were living on a globe? But that's another thing. Now, another thing is, I want to go to the 19th chapter. The 19th chapter of Revelation. And we're going to see kind of what happens here. This is kind of a parallel passage to Matthew 24 as far as the chronology and so on. If we look in chapter 19,
Revelation 19,
we know This is after the fall of Babylon, which is recorded in the 17th and 18th chapter of Revelation.
Right.
Where they're, right. they're standing and falling off and so on. Now, in the first, I'm going to have Mark read for us verses 1 down through 7 of chapter 19.
Okay, Roman, the book of the Revelation of St. Paul, chapter 19, in the King.
Not St. Paul, St. John.
St. John's Revelation, chapter 19, in the King James, verse 1. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Verse 3, and again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. Verse 4, and the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 5, and a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Verse 6, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
So this is the preparation for
yes.
the final return of Jesus Christ. And chapter 20 talks about that the devil is going to be cast into the lake of fire. We see that. We also see that in verse 15 of chapter 20, Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now we see, so the tribulation has passed, the warfare mm-hmm. from Satan is over, and now what we see is we see the saints of God residing with Jesus in heaven. We see
yes.
the holy city coming down out of God, out of heaven. And
mm-hmm.
we see in verse 3, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold,
mm-hmm.
the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and so on. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to point that out for all of those people that are trying to say that Jesus is going to set up an earthly kingdom. By the way, this Messiah that is supposed to be coming on the scene for the Jews, you know, even the Jews believe that they'll have a false Messiah to start with.
Right.
I've heard all kinds of things out there. You can hear all kinds of things. You can hear people making proclamations. Jared Kushner is the Jewish Messiah and all kinds of things. But here's the thing that we have to remember. Okay.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the only true Messiah. Okay. He has already paid the price for all of his people's sins, including both elect Jew and elect Gentile. And by the way, the Jews as far as the physicality of the Jews, are not God's chosen people. The Jews who are God's chosen people are those who have been redeemed and blood-bought, chosen and called, and Christ has died for us. That's who the elect Jews are. The elect Gentiles are all of those who are elect, called, chosen, blood-bought, and for whom Christ died for. Okay? And so let's not get things mixed up. A lot of the Zionists out there are saying that all the Jews are God's chosen people, and we should be praying for the state of Israel. And if you curse Israel, God's going to curse you. If you bless Israel, God's going to bless you. It's speaking there in context of, excuse me, spiritual Israel, not physical Israel.
Yes.
We do bless all of the elect of God. We raise them mm-hmm. up. We edify them.
Yeah.
We uh-huh. are, say, God bless you, every one of God's chosen people. But we do not bless those who are involved in the evil study and embracing of the Kabbalah and the Talmud. Okay?
Right.
Talmud says Jesus Christ is in boiled semen and excrement. That's how much the Talmudic Jews think of Jesus Christ. They hate Jesus Christ. So we should not be calling these people who are using the Talmud to promote evil as God's chosen people. That's calling evil good and good evil. Okay? So that's what I wanted to say tonight. I made it real short. I want to thank Pedro Calvandico for joining us. I see Andrew Brown is with us from Wichita, Kansas. Makisha Bahardi is with us. Victoria Wiener is with us. I want to thank all of you. Honey Gill is with us. We've had 16 comments, Brother Mark. So this has been a very, people are very interested in this subject. Now I'm going to, Mark, do you have any thoughts about what's going on right now with all of this talk about the state of Israel, and since they relocated the embassy to Jerusalem and Trump's involvement in the Zionist churches? What are your overall thinking? What's your overall thinking about all of this?
I think that God has ordained it to be, and he is using it for his ultimate glory.
Yes.
Which remains to be revealed in all of this. So we see the alarm and upset of governments and world powers, and we can resist that urge or that instinct to fall into that fear, but we do not, we should not do that, because our hope is not in this world. However, if you have no, if you have no hope that is in this world, I can, you know, or if you have no hope that is outside of this world as we do, then that is how they would respond. I can understand that, yes.
Yes, and I think it's important for us to be truthful regarding what Christ says, that he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, but inwardly circumcision of the heart. We have to realize that 90-95% of the so-called churches out there are supporting this Zionist lie, and we also have to be very much like Brother Mark said, we must affirm God mm-hmm. has ordained all of the falseness, all of the evil and everything. God is the one who authorized it. Okay. Now, like Brother Mark said, He's done it to glorify himself, just like he raised Pharaoh up. And by the way, he may very well use all of these false doctrines and false Christs as a means of getting the elect Jews, the final elect Jews who've not yet come to a saving knowledge of Christ. He may use this to get their attention. Okay? Yeah. Now we pray, we know that all of God's elect are going to come to Christ. John 6, 37 says, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. So
there you go.
We cannot add to or subtract from the kingdom of God. We cannot add to or subtract from the church. That's Christ's doings. All we are called to do is be faithful, okay, and proclaim the truth. And that's what Brother Mark and I are doing tonight. We're just proclaiming the truth. We're just telling the truth that all for whom Christ died for will come to him. He came to save his people from their sins. And that includes both elect Jew and elect Gentile. So that's really all I had. I know that was rather short, but I just wanted to make that kind of, I wanted to, and so just to reaffirm in Second Chronicles there, we are not fighting against our brethren, okay? I want everybody to know that. We are not fighting against those who are proclaiming the sovereign grace of God. Secondly, we do not believe in a secret rapture. We do not believe that Christians living in the last day are going to get out of going through the tribulation. We believe that we are going to have to go through some of the tribulation. Now, we know that those days will be shortened. I don't know how long that tribulation will be. There's a lot of different ideas about that. And then finally, the last thing I wanted to point out is that with all of this talk regarding the Jews and their rise to power and the evil kingdom that they're behind, which is of Satan, the synagogue of Satan, God also has authorized that. And we realize that he is the final victor. We have, like Brother Mark says, we have no worries. We rest in Christ. We know whose we are. Okay? We know whose we are. Just like David said, how dare you defy the armies of God? That's what he told Goliath. He said, I'll take your head from your shoulders today. And he used Goliath's very sword to chop his head off.
Yeah, there you go.
So
my daddy told you to get over there and do that. So get over there and do that.
That's right.
when your daddy said do it, you do it. And not until then. All right, very good. Continue.
I was just going to see if Brother Rick, I talked to Brother Rick yesterday. And he's going to try to be with us tonight, but he is on 24-hour call, so he may have gotten called away. I did get a message from him earlier today, but we had a real good conference call yesterday, and Brother Rick was a real encouragement. Thank you for calling Brother Rick and returning my phone call.
Yes, yes. Brother Rick is great.
Well, I want to remind people that tomorrow night we have got Brother Edward Henry is going to be on with us, and anyone that wants to join us is welcome to join us on Facebook Live or TalkShoe I'll send out the announcement. The title or the topic that we're going to be discussing is connecting link between heliocentrism and Arminianism. And there's a whole section in Ed Henry's book regarding this, and I think we'll find it very interesting. And then Wednesday night, Brother Mark is going to continue. Brother Mark, why don't you again let people know what it is you're going to be talking about and kind of get them prepped for Wednesday night.
I'm going to finish the last third of my lesson of discerning strongholds from a week or so ago, and going to finish the last of that lesson.
Well, we're looking forward to that. And then what I may do is I haven't run this by specifically by Brother Mark, but Mark, what I'd like to do is you and I on Wednesday nights for a while. Go through chapter by chapter of that book that we just put out called God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. Are you game on that?
Very good, very good. I got the package right over here. I haven't opened it yet. I got it the other day.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll not this Wednesday. We'll finish your topic this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday we'll start and go through chapter by chapter. I think there's 37 chapters, so for 37 weeks.
Okay.
I want to go through. I start in Genesis and I work all the way through Revelation regarding that theme that God does not love everyone, but He does love His elect from everlasting to everlasting. So I'll look forward to having you help me with that, and I think it'll be a time of. I just sent that book. I had a conversation with my parents this week. I talked to my mom. Yeah. My mom is now, I believe she's 89, maybe. My dad's 90. He's 91. Is that right? 91. And I talked to my dad, and I sent my dad a copy of the book. I hope that he'll read it. Got the copy of my book, The Lies of Free Will, and he does have a copy of, I think, several of the books on poetry. And then, of course, he does have the book that I wrote on the Phillips versus the State of Missouri. But I had a real good talk with my father. So I was glad that, and I had a good talk with my mother, too. I mean, as well as can be expected with her belief system and everything. So, anyway, we'll look forward to Monday night. We're kind of going to be getting out a little bit early tonight.
Okay.
But
where do you folks live, Larry?
Pardon me?
Where do you folks live, Larry?
They live up in Shawnee, Kansas, in the state of Kansas, right on the Kansas, Missouri-Kansas line.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, that's where I was brought up. I was raised in Overland Park, Kansas. That's where I went to school.
Wonderful.
So anyway, that's kind of what's going on here. Thank you all for calling in tonight. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night and hopefully Wednesday night. And then we'll look forward to next Sunday continuing. So, Brother Mark, thanks for helping out tonight. And
you
with
got
that, I'm going to...
Before you go, I wanted to say God bless each of our audience members. Thank you for choosing to be with us. And I pray that God meets you at the point of your spiritual and physical needs, each and every one of our audience members. God bless you in Christ's name.
Amen to that. Well, with that, I'm going to say good night, brother. Hope you have a blessed week.
Okay. God bless you, brother. Talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Good night.